Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Good morning. We'd like to thank everybody for tuning in today. Just bear with us as we try to work our way through this. There's a lot of pastors that are doing things new, and it's kindly hard to do. It makes some of us a little bit nervous. If you'll allow me just a minute to get my nerves settled down and to get myself out of the way. Brother Tommy asked us the other day to come out, and I appreciate the privilege to be able to come out and to be able to video this for my church and for his church. I appreciate the invite to come out, the opportunity to do this, and I appreciate the confidence that he has to allow us to do this. I appreciate Brother Bruce coming to back us up, and they are sitting plenty far apart, more than 6 feet apart, and David's up in the back. David, I appreciate what that you do making all this possible. I want to preach to my church, and Brother Tommy said that he wanted to share this with his church, and boy, I tell you what an opportunity that we've got today, as we stand and preach one message and knowing that it's going to be going out, to however many people. Last week, we done a live feed Facebook, and, we normally have anywhere on a Sunday morning we have in our church. If we've got everybody healed up, we've got about 25 to 30 people. And the last account that I had, there was over 500 views on that. So we reached a lot of people, more than what that we normally would. And I believe that we found another avenue that we need to take and to be able to get God's word out. I'm thankful today for what God's doing. And I want to preach my church. I just want to say this, hang on. We've been talking for the last, I don't know, it's been a long time. We'll just put it that way. I believe it's been over a year, and I've even made the statement before. I don't want to feel like that I'm dangling a carrot, out in front of you, trying to keep you to keep following or to keep pressing on. I've been saying that there's something coming and that there is something coming. And, beloved, I believe that it's here. I believe that what that God's doing, I believe that he's been preparing us for. I believe Cove Road, what God's been doing, he's been equipping you for. He's been equipping me for it. And he's getting us ready. And I believe that the time that God has been preparing us for, I believe that it's here. For the last little while, I've been preaching to the church. And tonight we're going to, or this morning, however that it is, we're just going to continue preaching on what God's given us. If it's here, listen, beloved, we need to do our best to get a hold of it. This is not a time to back down. Amen. It's not a time to sit down, but it's a time for God's children. It's a time for God's body. It's a time for God's people. Listen, to get engaged. As we was sitting there just a minute ago, listening to Brother Tommy, as he done his video, getting ready for that, I had a thought on my mind. He said that it's time that we get engaged. And I thought about something his mama said to me one time when we was in revival. She was sitting about halfway back into the church. That's a little bit unusual for her. But I sat down behind her, and she turned around and looked at me, and she said, these ain't good seats. She said, you can't get involved. And I said, well, you know, Miss Alderbird, I'm one of those that likes to get involved. You see, I left there and I went on up front, and it wasn't long. I listened, and I got involved in the singing. I listened, I got involved in the praying. I got involved, amen, in the worship that was going on. Listen, it wasn't but just a few minutes. Amen, I'd come to that church and made a promise to God. It wasn't but just a few minutes. Let me tell you something. Amen, when I got involved, Brother Bruce, in the singing, when I got involved in the worship, amen, I got involved in the altar. It wasn't long, amen, that God began to speak to me. And I got on an old fashioned altar. Amen. Got involved with God. Amen. Got things patched up. Amen. But it was all because, listen, I got engaged. Amen. Within the service. Listen today, beloved. I want to read today. Listen, out of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. Listen, I just want to read two verses here. Listen, the Bible said in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, and the 13th verse. This is God answering Solomon. He's answering the prayer. Verse number 13 says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Now get this, Brother Tommy, you talking about a recipe, amen, for revival. He said, if my people, he's talking to his church. Listen today, beloved, if you've been saved and the Holy Ghost dwells inside of you, amen, you're a part of the church. Listen, you have been, you've been energized, and you have been equipped, amen, to go out, amen, and to engage, amen, in the things of God. Listen, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, amen, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then, listen, he said, he didn't stop, amen, at the humble. He didn't stop at the pray. He didn't stop at the seek my face. He said, then, he said, when you turn from your wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven, amen, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this privilege and opportunity. We thank you for your word, amen, and how that it energizes us. Amen. Listen, how, amen, that it equips us. I look back and thank you for the times that you've allowed us, amen, prepared us for this day that we live in. I praise you and ask your help within this message. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Listen, beloved, today you talking about a recipe for revival. Amen. If you get your Bibles out and you begin to read, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Listen, beloved, if I had a thought to leave with you today, it would be simply this. When the altars fall silent, let me tell you something, that ought to send a chill up our spines. Listen today, I believe, amen, that this thing that God, amen, has allowed. Now, I'm not going to stand here and tell you, amen, that this is something that God sent. I don't know. He's not showed me in any way. But I'll guarantee you, this didn't catch him by surprise. There's conspiracy theories out there. You throw them in. There's plenty of them. Amen. When it ends up, and it might be one of them. Amen. Let me tell you something. God knows, amen, that this was a coming. He's been equipping me. He's been equipping you and preparing you for this time. So don't tell me, amen, I ain't ready. If you ain't ready, you ain't been listening. If you ain't ready, you ain't been engaged. Amen. If you ain't ready, amen, listen, you're liable to get left behind. Hang on, because here we go. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. The altars have fallen silent, amen, for way too long. Amen. I hear old people talk, and I apologize for using that word. Amen. But I hear the elder people talk, amen, about how, amen, that they used to walk around, and they would hear their mamas, they would hear their daddies, amen, out behind the woodshed, amen, they're up off in the holler somewhere, praying, amen, and getting a hold of God, amen. Where were they at? They were on the altar, amen, and they were crying out to God. I remember a woman talking one time. She said her son was outside, and he walked up beside a tree, and he saw a place, amen, where his papa used to kneel down and pray. The little boy come in, and he said, Mama, he said, what is that place? She went to clapping her hands, and she said, son, she said, that's our heritage. Let me tell you something, beloved. The altars have fallen silent, amen, for too long. Hey, listen. What happens when the altars fall silent? Amen on our side. Listen, I said a minute ago that this is a time of revival. Amen. This can be a time of revival. Amen. If you'll do what God says equipped you to do. There's going to be three that I'm going to preach on. Amen. The first one I'm going to preach is the personal revival. God's done something with this virus. Amen. That I didn't think would ever happen. Amen. Listen, what God's done. How many of you, amen, rush home from school now? Amen. Rush out to the ball field. Amen. And then just miss church. Listen, how many? Hey, let me preach a minute. How many Sundays, amen, have gone by? Amen. At the ball field, amen, has been closed down. Let me preach. Amen. Let me say you something. You organizers, amen, there's going to be a day that you're going to stand before God. Amen. And when you said, amen, we'll just play ball on Sunday and forget about God's house. Amen. The altars, amen, fell silent. You'll stand, amen, for those things. Amen. There's too many altars. Amen. It's been made out of ball games. There's too many altars. It's been made out, made do. Amen. Those people, amen, out in Hollywood. Hey, there's too many altars have been made to ball players. Amen. There's too many altars. Amen. Have been made. Amen. To musicians. Amen. Whether they be the ones, amen, that sing, amen, Christian songs, amen, or listen earthly songs. Let me tell you something. What we need to get back to, amen, is that altar, amen, of God. Listen, I want to preach about this just a minute. Amen. The revival that we talked about a minute ago, that personal revival. Amen. Old Dylan Teeth Teller, he sings a song. Let's go back to the family altar. Amen. Let me tell you why some of you, amen, are fouled up. Amen. Because the churches are closed. Amen. Because, whoa, now, amen, you, amen, it's been laid in your lap. Amen. Too often, amen, you've been coming into God's house. Amen. With a half heart. Amen. Just interested. Amen. And saying, I went to church, having people look up to you. Amen. Because you went. Let me ask you this. Did you ever, amen, go and get engaged within it? Hey, listen. There's too many there. A lot of people, amen, and they're fuzzed up because, amen, they shut the church down, amen, and you, amen, have come to the reality, amen, that it ain't the preacher going to be preaching, amen, it ain't his responsibility today, it ain't the deacon's responsibility today, amen. Listen, I seen a cartoon, amen. Listen, a man and woman got a letter in the mail, amen. He looked at his wife, he said, it's from the church, and said, a sad face on his look, or a sad look on his face. He looked at his wife and he said, oh honey, he said, we've been called to active duty. Let me tell you something, dads, amen, you have been called, amen, to be the spiritual leader, amen, in your house. Amen. It's time. Hey, let me preach a minute. Amen. Listen, hey beloved, you dads, amen, let me tell you something. What's preached from the pulpit, amen, when your children hear that, they ought to be able to say, that's practiced at home. Hey, let me tell you something. If you'll get back to the family altars, amen, listen, you'll see more of your children following suit. Amen. You get in the book of Genesis and you begin to read about Abraham. Amen. Everywhere that Abraham went, he dug a well and he built an altar. Every time, amen, that he got around God, amen, when the Lord would speak to him, amen, he'd build an altar. You get on up in the 26th chapter of the book of Genesis, and you're going to find, amen, that Isaac, amen, whenever he went after Abraham had died, the Bible said that Isaac went out, amen, and he began to be on his own. And you know what that he done, Bruce? He went to digging wells. The Bible said that the ones I about went ballistic when the Lord showed me this today. Amen. The 26th chapter, you read on down. He said that he
souls that they dug. Who is they? As I read that, the Lord said, who's they? He said, I'll tell you who it is. It was him and his daddy. Amen. They were digging wells together. Amen. Let me tell you something. Daddy, if you want to give your child, you want to give your family something, amen, that will keep them, that will help them to survive during this time, you get into the well of God, into the Word of God. Give them something. Show them something.
Yeah.
Amen. Bible said that he dug a well that the Philistines had buried in. He dug a well that and whenever he dug that one, Bible said that they come and run him off of it. Amen. He went and he dug another one that him and his that day had dug. And they run him off of that one. I think he dug another one or two more. Listen, he got to the last one. Amen. He didn't build an altar, brothers, at them other ones. Amen. But he built what he done. The last one that he built, that he dug, the last well that he dug. Amen. Listen, they didn't come. Amen. And run him off. You know what he done the next day? He built him an altar. Amen. Unto God. Let me tell you something, Dad. Amen. You need to be building. Amen. An altar. You need to get in your closet. Let me tell you something. Whenever you get that personal revival, amen, back with God, when you get your relationship, hey, let me say it this way. There's a lot of people, amen, today that need revival. Amen, but what they've got used to, Bruce, amen, is going on Sunday or Sunday morning, amen, and getting refreshed. Amen, I'm telling you today, we don't need just a weekly refreshment. Amen, we need to get on the old-fashioned altar of God. Amen. And we need to get right with God.
Amen.
Amen. And it'll alter you when you get on the altar of God. That personal revival, there's a lot of people today that are fuzzed up because now it's in your hands. You can't blame the preacher. You can't blame the deacon. You can't blame the Sunday school teacher because it's in your lap now. What are you going to do with it? That's the question. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to break out the blessed old book.
Yeah, right.
And you need to lead your family. Hey, let me tell you. If all you do to start out, go to the 23rd Psalm. And you begin to, if all you can do is read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hey, let me tell you something. You might just be able to start out just reading. Hey, amen. But you give her a time or two. Hey, amen. You bathe that thing in prayer. Hey, amen. And see what God will do with it. Hey, amen. Let me tell you something. Hey, amen. Listen. Until you get it right. Hey, amen. At home. Hey, amen. You'll never get it right. Hey, amen. At the house of God. Hey, amen. Let me tell you something. Prayer ought to start before you get to the house of God. Worship ought to start at home before you get to the house of God. Too many times, listen, we come, amen, and we sponge off everybody else. Amen. How long has it been? Amen. Listen, since you've got something, amen, from God.
Amen.
Too many times. I'm still talking about a personal revival. Talk about a personal relationship with him. A revival of right. A revival. Talking about going to the altar. The altar at home. It'll lead to the altar at God's house. In this day that we live in, we're living in uncertain times. There's a lot of people that are scared. There's a lot of God's people that are scared. People have asked me, are you scared? No, I ain't scared. I ain't a bit. I know who holds the, I know who's got a hold of this.
Amen.
I know who made tomorrow if it comes.
Right.
Hey, let me tell you something. You can get in the Bible and you can begin to read that and anywhere. You can go in the Old Testament. You can go in the New Testament. Can I tell you something? There's a lot of people that like it. Amen. When God calms the storm. Amen. And God will do that. Bible said that the disciples were out on a ship one night and there was a great storm blew up. Jesus was asleep in the back. I'm just telling you right now, Jesus ain't asleep in this.
Right.
Hey, I don't believe he's asleep, Tommy.
Right.
I believe he knows what's going, what's going on. I believe he's been equipping his church. I believe he's been energizing his church. Amen, to get outside the four walls. Amen, I believe that he's allowed this. Amen, maybe to stop. Amen, the religious people. Amen, from that. Can I tell you something? Listen, not being able to go to God's house. Amen, that'll separate the religious from the right.
Amen.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Bible said that they was afraid. Bible said that Jesus, they went and woke him up, got him out there. Hey man, Jesus stepped out and he said, "Peace, be still." Hey man, there's a lot of people that like it, Brother Tommy, when you go to preaching about that Jesus. Hey man, but let me tell you this. There's sometimes, hey man, that he does not calm the storm. Hey man, but there's sometimes, as a song says, he calms me. What about when Paul, hey man, was on the ship? Hey man, there was a storm blew up. They had a name for it. It was so famous. They had a name for it, Euroclodon. Hey man, the Bible said that they hadn't seen the sun in 3 days. They done got rid of everything on the ship. They done dove around, wrapped her up and with the ropes and trying to hold her tight. They thought she was going down. Hey man, old Paul standing over there, he wasn't praying for God to stop the storm. Hey man, let me tell you something. The Bible said, hey man, that he told them one morning, he said, "God, he said, has stood by me this night." Hey man, let me tell you something. If you'll get your face, hey man, in the good book, get it off of CNN, all these news outlets, it's okay to educate yourself, amen, but you need to also be educating yourself in God's word.
Right, amen.
Can I tell you why preachers, why pastors are afraid to shut the doors? I'm just going to be honest with you. I've heard them say, "Well, it was hard for me to shut the doors."
Yeah.
You might throw me out of here, but I'll just be honest. It wasn't hard for me to shut the doors, and here's why. I don't have a great big medical knowledge, but I got enough to know that these people dying from this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got some folks. Yeah. I got some folks down there. Bruce, you know them. Yeah. You love them as much as I do. I didn't want to lose any of them. I've got some youngins with asthma. I've got some older folks that's got some lungs that's not in good shape. Hey man, listen, all it would take was one person coming in and affected. Hey man, and I might lose several of them. Hey man, let me tell you something. They keep quoting the scripture. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen, but of power. You need to finish that out. He also said of love and a sound mind. Amen. I love my people enough that I'm not going to put them in any danger. I love them enough that I'd come out on a night like this and stand in front of a camera and try to preach to you.
Amen. Amen.
Bo Thomas preached in revival down there one night whenever all of this stuff was getting started. The Lord reminded me of this. He titled his message, "Which One Are You Willing to Lose?" When all this started, they started talking about the social distancing. They started talking about no crowds over 10 people. That thought came to my mind. I thought, well, we need to go ahead and have church. We need to have her. And the Lord said, "Which one are you willing to lose?" I said, "Lord, I ain't willing to lose none of them." Hey, man, let me tell you something. He gave us love and a sound mind also to make the right decision.
Right.
Let me tell you what a personal revival will do. Daddy, you get right with God. I'm talking about take that leadership position. It'll lead to a family revival. Brother Bruce, I appreciate the story. Bruce told me about him being out of work, young and being out of church, out of school. She got all her work done. Is it okay if I tell this? A little too far into it to turn back now. He said, you've got everything done. Go ahead and do what you want. He said, he walked back in. Said, she had it on. Love 89. Said, she was a singing. He said, honey, what are you doing? She said, I'm a having church. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hey, man, that's some shouting ground right there. Hey, man, let me tell you what that is. Hey, man, that is learned. Hey, man, she's seen it out of daddy. She's seen it out of mama. Hey, man, let me tell you what she's doing. Hey, man, she's digging some wells and building some altars. Hey, listen, we need to get back to the family altar.
Amen.
We get back. Daddy, if you'll get right with God, quit sending them to church and start taking them to church, you'll start leading your family the way that God says to lead it. It'll lead to a family revival. I've been trying to get right here for quite some time. The family revival is pretty easy. I heard one statistic, and I don't like statistics very much, but one statistic, I don't remember the exact number. It said that if you're going out and bringing in children, said if you get the children, there's a 95 or a 90-something percent chance that you'll get the rest of the family. Said if you go out and you win the mama and you win the child, that there's like a 50-something, maybe 60. I don't know if I've got the numbers correct. They said, but if you win the daddy, there is a 90 to 95% chance that you're going to win the whole family.
That's right. Yep. God, yep.
Did you ever think that this statement would come out of your mouth? When we get to go back to church. I thought about that going down the road the other day.
Yeah.
But when we get to go back to church, if we do this right,
yeah,
if we do this right, if we don't sit down,
right,
if we press on and press in instead of pressing out, and we do this thing right.
God bless you.
Amen. That first Sunday morning.
Right.
That first Sunday morning, you talking about a meeting.
Yeah,
amen. Listen, I'm telling you, I believe it's going to be a meeting like they had right before the scripture that I read to you. Amen. Whenever, amen, that old Solomon, he went in there and they got the temple finished. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, that the Holy Spirit sat down upon that place. Or excuse me, that the cloud sat down on that place. Amen. That the priest, that they couldn't even minister. When we get to go back to church, if you'll get a right in this time that we're out, amen, when we do get back, amen, listen, are you talking about a time of revival? Amen, it won't just be refreshing. You won't walk out of the doors going, boy, that was good. I can't wait till next Sunday. You'll walk out going, boy, that was good. I want me some more of that tonight. Hey, listen, we need a revival, not just a refreshment.
Amen.
Too many people oftentimes go to God's house just to get refreshed. Now, let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong with going to get refreshed.
Right.
Amen. And I'm talking about revival.
Amen.
Getting a hold of the altar. Digging in. To my church, to Cove Road. A couple of weeks ago, we preached about Habakkuk, and I'm closing. We preached about Habakkuk, first chapter and the first verse of second verse of Habakkuk. Can I tell you something? Habakkuk had the same question that a lot of us do today. How long? How long? It was a cry. The Bible says in Habakkuk, the first chapter, second verse, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. He had a question. It's a question of, Lord, how long? It's a question of God's care. And he also went down in there and he questioned God's control. I can tell you this today, beloved, with beyond a shadow of a doubt, God's still in control.
Right. Amen.
He's still sitting at the right hand of the throne of God making intercession for me and you. Amen. See, the thing that Habakkuk didn't understand, he didn't understand God's plan. See, God was going to use these things. He was going to use these things as he did all the way down through the Old Testament. He was going to use these things to bring God's people back to him. Yeah. You get down there to the 12th verse in the first chapter. Oh, Habakkuk, he didn't understand God's plan, but he remembered the person of God. And here's what he said. I believe he remembered it. I believe he remembered all those things that he had read, all those things that he heard. And he said, art thou not from everlasting to everlasting? Is he not from everlasting to everlasting? He said in one place, he said, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. But he's still the same then as he is still the same today as he was back then. Here's what we need to remember. We don't know God's plan. But let's through this. Let's remember God's purpose. The purpose that he has. He stopped something that even the church couldn't stop. Ball games, concerts, TV or movie theaters, malls are shut down, businesses are shutting down. Can I tell you something? Used to, back in Billy Sunday's day, and other preachers in those days, they would preach and the bars would shut down. We preach now and the bars have got more on Sunday night than they did on Friday night. God doesn't shut them down. God can do that. Amen. So what do we do? Cove Road, for the last little while we've been preparing for this. I hope what you've been doing is you've been checking on your church members. I hope you've been making phone calls. Now, I ain't saying go out and sit down and talk with them face to face. If you do, stay about 6 feet apart is what they're saying. Make sure they got plenty to eat. Make sure they're all right. Make sure they ain't sick. We got some that are widows and they don't have anybody. Check on them. Check on your neighbor. That lost person down the street. Make sure they're doing all right. God's equipped us. God's called us. I believe he stopped the church for a reason.
Amen.
Let me rephrase that, okay? I believe he stopped us coming here for a reason because we got too comfortable. And we quit doing what God was wanting us to do on the outside. There's a recipe for revival. If we'll just get a hold of it. We need to get back to that family altar. When we get back to that family altar, we'll have that family revival. And then I believe we'll have that church revival. Brother Tommy, I don't know about your church. But Cove Road, I preached this not long ago. I told you I was winding down. The altar is a place that you can get a hold of God. Used to, they had to bring all different kinds of animals. Jesus Christ stopped that. Priest went in behind the veil. When the ultimate sacrifice was given, the veil was rent in twain. Paul said we can approach the throne of grace with boldness. Preachers, pastors stand in pulpits Sunday after Sunday. Sunday morning, Sunday night, and those that preach on Wednesday nights. And they give an altar call. And they beg people to come. There's a stigma about this altar. If I go, people are going to think something's wrong. I got to be crying before I can go. If I go, so-and-so's going to think this.
You say, well, preacher, how do you know that? Because I've had every one of them thoughts. We stand and we beg and we plead. Come to the altar. Get things right with God. I've heard you stand and make. I've heard you stand and make the same prayer request time and time again. But beloved, how many times have you taken the opportunity during a church service and come down to the altar, fell on your face before God, and called out their name in a church service? When you've got your brothers and sisters around you to pray that hedge, to help you pray, to get it, not to get your prayer up. It'll get up when you come in with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. How many times? Can I tell you something? I believe that too often times the first altar that falls silent is the altar in the home. The second one that falls silent is the altar in God's house. When the altars begin to fall silent, gentlemen, ladies, we're in trouble.
Amen.
We need to get back to that family altar. When we get back to the family altar, it'll lead to the altar in God's house. As I was listening to Brother Tommy preach a minute ago, God began to speak in my heart. You men that's ever preached, that's ever been deployed, that's ever been in the National Guard, you've been to Georgia, you've been to Texas, you've been to California, you've been down there in Mississippi. You pastors that have been, you've been out there with your unit. Can I tell you something, Brother Tom? Let me share something with you. I've been there. Out in California one time. Man came to us. Chaplain. He said, Brother Thomas, he said, round them up. He said, we're going to have service. I said, all right. I don't remember what the time was. But we got out in front of the gun line. I got the men together and went over the radio, got the men together. We got out there. And he said, we're going to have a special service today. He had his little box set out there. He said, we're going to take communion. I about come unglued. See, because a couple of weeks before, we were getting ready to have communion, and I stood and I told Brother Tommy, I said, I ain't going to be able to be there. I ain't going to be able to be here. I'm going to be in California. The reason that I about come unglued, because the same day and about the same time that Edgewood was gathering for communion, I was sitting out in front of the gun line with a chaplain, and we were getting ready to have communion. I've been there. I've been in this place when I didn't have a house to go to. Hey, daddies, let me tell you, as you're sitting here listening to this, let me give you what you can do. There's been times. I watched a boy get saved one time. Hey, man, down there in Mississippi, we was out, and God gave me a message, and I preached. On they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. God fell in that place. Hey man, listen, we didn't have a physical altar. Hey man, to bow on. Hey man, but whenever we got done, the Lord said, give an altar call. Said, Lord, I ain't got an altar. He said, lay the book down. Hey daddies, get your book. If you want to have an altar call, hey man, get your book out. Hey man, lay her down there. Hey man, get your children. Get your wife. You drag, get them and gather around this book, amen, and start calling on God, amen, and I guarantee you, amen, that he'll meet you right there.
Amen.
You see, I've been prepared for this. I've been in those places where we didn't have a house of worship to go to. We got out there in the woods, in the pine needles, in the sand, and we went to meeting. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have. We thank you, Lord, for such a time as this that we're in now. You have energized our church. You have equipped our church through the preaching and through the teaching for this day, for this hour, for this very moment. Remind us, oh God, who that you are, that you are from everlasting to everlasting, and that this thing does have an end. And when it is over and we are able to come back out into your house, that maybe we'll come back with a new zeal. That we'll come back not just for refreshment, but we'll fall on your altar looking for you to alter our souls, and that we'll come up with a new revival, Lord, and that we'll be who that you've called us to be. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the judgment that you've brought upon us in those times, God, that you've drawn us back to you. Lord, those dads today, Lord, that are afraid, Lord, to open your book, to try to read, to try to teach. I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit, God, would touch in their hearts, that it would guide their tongues, that it would guide their hearts, that it would guide their minds. Lord, and that your Holy Spirit would fill their mouths with your word. Give them a word, Father, that would help their family to draw closer to you. God, help them to accept this position and to step into it. And Lord, when we get back into your house, oh God, help us to worship you like we've never worshiped you before. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.